In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Amen. And a blessed and glorious feast to you as we remember and celebrate the baptism of our Lord. It's a rather short text of the event, but so much is revealed to us. John is preaching repentance in the wilderness and baptizing, and he's also preparing people for the coming of the Messiah, the Savior. And then Jesus approaches asking for baptism, and John resists, knowing that Jesus has no need to be baptized, has no need of baptism, but relents when Jesus insists, and then Jesus himself is baptized. And then when the Savior comes out of the water, it says the heavens were opened, the Spirit of God descends upon Jesus in the form of a dove, and the voice of the Father declares, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And in this short passage, the church has found great and amazing depth of God's love, of God's plan of salvation, of God's revelation of himself. And it is this revelation of himself that I want to reflect on today. Now, in the early church, this feast day was called the Day of Illumination. That's a beautiful word, illumination, illumine, the day light came, the day light was shown to us. Later, the feast came to be known as Epiphany, which means revelation coming on us, a revelation coming over us. A number of liturgical texts refer to this day as the Divine Epiphany, the day when the divine is revealed on and over us. And finally, the church also calls this day in its most clear term, theophany, which means a revelation of God, or literally God revealed. So on this day of illumination, this day of God revealed, we reflect on two particular ways God is revealed through the baptism of Jesus Christ. And the first particular way I'd like us to consider is that in a manner most clear, God is revealed as Trinity. That God, while one in nature, is indeed three distinct persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Father is revealed in the voice spoken to Jesus. "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And next, of course, the Son. The Son is on earth receiving not only baptism, but is the recipient of this voice from the Father. He's the recipient of the voice declaring himself to be God's Son. The Father and Son are clearly two distinct persons. And then the Holy Spirit descends from the opened heavens in the form of a dove and alights, lands on, dwells on Jesus, showing both the union and the distinction between the Son and the Spirit. God is clearly revealed as three distinct yet co-equal persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, why that is so important is in that word beloved, in the phrase, "You are my beloved Son." God, by nature, is love. The Apostle John gave us one of the shortest definitions of God when he wrote, "God is love." God is love. In order to love, there must be a recipient of that love. You can't just love into emptiness. You have to love somebody, something. There has to be a recipient of love for love to even exist. And if God is love by nature, there must be a recipient by nature. And that love is shared pre-eternally in God as Father and Son and Holy Spirit. God shows love between the Father and the Son, between the Father and the Spirit, between the Son and the Spirit, and between the rejoicing of the love between the other two by the third person. God is by nature three because God is by nature love. And that is a huge part of the theophany that we celebrate today. Now, a second way that God is revealed at theophany is this. Jesus is God. This man, this child of Mary, is God made flesh. This Son of God, who existed forever with the Father and the Holy Spirit, has now become one of us. Jesus is not just another prophet. He's not just a teacher. He's not just a miracle worker. He's all of these things, but it's so much more because Jesus is God made flesh. When the Father declares Jesus to be his beloved Son, he reveals that Jesus is of the same nature as the Father himself. For a Son has to share the nature of the Father. Jesus is God made flesh. So this theophany, this God revealed, this illumination of light, this divine epiphany coming over us, shows us first that God is three persons in one nature, and second, that one of these persons, while remaining God, has become the human being, Jesus. And all of that is encapsulated in the Tropar of the day, where we sing over and over, "When thou, O Lord, was baptized in the Jordan, the worship of the Trinity was revealed." The worship of the Trinity was made manifest. The voice of the Father, the beloved Son, and the Spirit in the form of the dove. There's the Trinity right there. And we sing that right in our Tropar. And then we say, "O Christ, our God, who has revealed and enlightened glory to you." There's Christ as God. And those words revealed, epiphany and theophany mean revealed, and enlightened. There's that light, the illumination, the light has come. And so on this feast, when we remember and celebrate the baptism of our Lord, we celebrate the revelation of God as Trinity, as a communion of love, and we celebrate the divine Son having come among us. Amen.